What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of The Vision with Nathan Collins. This is a show where we talk about vision protection, vision casting, vision pursuit. And in this episode, I'm going to explain to you how to create a successful vision board. I love these. Vision boards are incredibly effective in what you want to do, which is kind of what I have in front of me right now within the app PodPro. Okay, PodPro.app is the app that I use to structure my podcast. This podcast and the Diamond Studios podcast, it helps us stay on time, helps us save time so that we can do more in the future. And it helps us systematically plan and scale our podcast. So if you're a fellow podcaster, you need to head over to podpro.app and get started for free today. And I'm not kidding. It's like a vision board. I've got like, I'm literally looking at my next topics right now. My main point and then my three subpoints and my outro. I see it right now in a template that I created to fit my needs the best. Okay. PodPro is amazing. You get it. Vision boards. Let's talk vision boards. I love my vision board. So a lot of times I am approached by younger, I'm only 26, but a majority of them are younger. Some of them are older, but I'm approached by entrepreneurs that don't know what their next step is. And then one of my first questions is, hey, what's your vision board say? Or what is your, you know, if you've written down your plans, what is your next thing? Most of the time I get like, what's that look like? A ghosted face, not a ghost face. What? I forgot. Just a blank stare. There it is. Most of the time I get a blank stare, and they're like, well, what is a vision board? That's what I'm here for. I'm going to explain that to you right now. So a vision board is, it doesn't have to be a board, but a lot of people use like cork boards, postcards, magnets on like whiteboards or refrigerators, wire boards. There's many ways that you can do it. But a vision board is something that you want to put somewhere where you see it all the time, whether that's in the bathroom. So like if you take like 2 hour long poops, that's what you're looking at. Or if you're in the bed and you're waking up, instead of staring at your phone, you see your vision board. If it's in your office at work, or sometimes they're digital. I have one as the background on my phone. Like I unlock my phone right now and I've got 6 different things that I'm striving for right now as a constant reminder every time I open my phone. So they can literally be anywhere, but they are there to remind you of the goals that you have set and to remind you to put your mind towards achieving these goals. Now, most people do a 5-year goal. I'm not that patient. I do a 1-year goal. So a 1-year vision board. And I set those goals and they're quite crazy sometimes. But we accomplish a lot because we see it. And how this works is, hold on, I've got it pulled up right here. Dr. Aaron Ito, they did research on like on the brain and seeing and all that good stuff. And a vision board plays into the role of the concept that your thoughts precede your behavior. Your mindsets drive behaviors, and your behaviors drive your outcome. So vision boards are constantly in front of you, which sets your mindset, which sets your behaviors, which drives your outcome. So vision boards, they're so effective because they're literally a visual reminder of your intentions, your purpose, your passions, and it shapes your thoughts, which then shapes your actions. And not only that, it gives you a direction, a way more clear direction than if you were just shooting in the dark. So why wouldn't you want that? I mean, they're incredible. I mean, some people just have super brain power and they can just remember things. Yeah, kudos to you. I can't do that. And I don't know very many people that can. So a vision board allows you to visualize, and then it literally alters your mindset, your behaviors, and drives your outcome. It's amazing the power that repetition in your brain. Oh, it's crazy. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the steps on how I build my vision boards. And I'm also, for all of you like artsy fartsy people out there, there's ways that you can have fun with this, okay? So, number one, you're going to want to make sure that you have everything that you need to create a vision board. For me, that is literally printer paper and a pen and my list of goals. That's all it is. That's all it is for me. Now, if you are one of these people that wants like a cork board or a magnetic whiteboard, refrigerator type situation or wire board, make sure you've got that stuff. Find a place in your location, hang it up, make sure you're happy with it, where it's at. Make sure it's a good spot that you're going to be reminded. And then for you artsy people, I'm not like this. I just want to get it done and go from there. So all of you artsy people, you may want old magazines, old photos, oh my gosh, pieces of diaries or notes or letters that you've written to yourself. You may want all of this and Sharpies and highlighters and cute glitter and glue. Okay, cool. More power to you. You do you. So get the materials you need. For me, for what I do, it's literally printer paper and a pen and my list of goals. All right, number two, you're going to want to take some time. You're going to want to think on your vision. You are going to want to go ahead, write down on a different piece of paper where your vision is going, what your vision is. You want to clarify this vision as much as you can. Do not rush this step. This step alone takes me, oh my gosh, maybe 3 to 5 days per vision. I take my time and I think through these things in a very, very detail-oriented way. Everybody's different, but you don't want to rush this step. Do not distract yourself. This is important. When you do this, you need to turn your phone off. You need to turn your TV off. If you're doing it on your laptop, open your notes and turn airplane mode on so you don't get notifications. Take your Apple Watch off. You need to be as self-aware as you possibly can when you do this. You need to clarify your vision with the least amount of like outward pollution as possible. All right. Once you have that clarity down as good as you can, now comes, I guess, the fun part for a lot of people. So you're going to want to go ahead and start creating your actual physical board. Now, for some people, this means lining the outside of your board with like garland or glitter or something. I don't know. For me, what this means is I print off, for instance, if I'm working on a brand or a logo, I print off that logo or that brand name where it takes up an entire sheet of paper. I print it off and I literally tack it on my wall. There's a bunch of little holes in my wall. It's just how I do it. It's just how I do it. Everybody has their own way. So I print that off, takes up the whole page so that I can see it clearly and I know exactly what it is. And then I hang them once I print off all of my goals, or whatever's going on my vision wall, as far as like big topics go. I hang them on my wall from right to left, from top to bottom, in order of either from most important to completely insane, or from most important to the least important in this moment and time. The thing that doesn't need to take as much energy as the top priority one. So once I get those hung up and I get that wall kind of looking decent, I get a blank piece of paper and I write down from top to bottom. At the very top, I title the page. And then next up, I write down the vision. The next thing I write is the mission. And then the next thing I write are the goals. So I'm going to give you, for example, Fool's Fest, which was on April 1st of 2023. So we've already had it this year. Now, this one is not going to be the same thing as Fool's Fest 3. We're already working on the Fool's Fest 3 one. I actually almost have it done, but it's going to be great. It's just going to be great. Now, here's the fun part. The vision and the mission, not changing. The goals are definitely changing. So, at the top of the page, I've got Fool's Fest 2 as my title. My vision. The vision of Fool's Fest is to bring a new and young life to Toccoa to cultivate and nurture our growing music scene. Next down, we've got the mission. The mission of Fool's Fest is to bring the biggest show Toccoa has ever seen every year. I just got to throw that in there. Every year. So we're like setting right there. Oh gosh, we're setting right there within our mission. We are literally raising the bar every single year. Okay, let's continue with the mission. Our mission for Fool's Fest is to bring the biggest show Toccoa has ever seen while providing opportunities to musicians. Amazing. I'm so stinking proud of that. So, after the mission, before I go on a Fool's Fest tangent, after the mission, we've got our goals. Now, last year, technically this year's show, 2023, Fool's Fest 2, I'll just read you the top few goals. Number one, I wanted 5 sponsors for this year's Fool's Fest. You know how many we got? 7. Nailed it! So we got 7 sponsors for this year's Fool's Fest. Number 2 was design a new t-shirt design. Did we do that? We absolutely did. We were playing around with the idea of keeping the old one, but it takes a lot of time for me to draw these things. So, number 3, we had, this was a goal. Get directional signs to control traffic. Did we do that? Heck yeah, we did. Shout out to JMR Signs and Graphics in Toccoa for helping us out with that. Okay, but the list keeps going. You get the point. So we've got our goals. We have our mission. We have our vision. And it's clearly, clearly laid out right here, right? Now, there's more to this thing. I'm just giving you the basics. But that's the important part, okay? And now the next step, if you haven't decorated, you need to decorate and arrange whatever and however you plan on doing that. So that's a vision board. And it is amazing. And it's... how do I put this? Like, you subconsciously do work when you look at your vision board. And that is powerful. The amount of things that you're able to get done is just amazing. So that's all I got for you today. I really hope this is insightful for you. Make sure you come back, listen to next week's episode. I really like doing these. These are fun. But as always, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope these are adding value to your life. So have a fantastic week, and remember, dream big.